We spoke earlier with Secretary of State Colin Powell, who was also in Khartoum. He says today he toured one of the refugee camps in Darfur, though he was aware it was one of the better ones.
I know better than to just take one snapshot of a camp that people have taken me to and let that be the basis of my understanding. I had very in-depth conversations with all of the NGO leaders who were here. And what we have is a very, very difficult humanitarian situation on our hands. These people are away from their homes in camps. And they are away from their homes in camps because of the security situation. So the real crisis here is a security crisis. And as I discussed this matter with President Bashir and all of the other leaders here in Sudan, I said that the first thing that must be done is to break the back of the Janjaweed, the militias that have driven these people out of their homes and caused this this conflict in Darfur. Until we can break the back of that group and get them out of there and have them stop the violence and the rape and the assaults on people, then we can't get these folks home. We got to get them home because they've got crops to plant, and they've got to make sure those crops get planted so that they can harvest them next year, or we will just have the camps continuing to run.
Your mission, I take, was to put some pressure on the Sudanese government. Were you at all pleased by what you heard? Did you get any assurances, any specific pledges to stop the bombing or to allow relief workers into the country?
We did. We had very serious discussions on all of those issues. I made it clear to them that the international community was prepared to take more action and to put more pressure on the regime. We were considering a Security Council resolution if we didn't see changes, and changes soon. So the government has agreed to a list of actions that they will be taking in the very near future with a timeline that will ease all restrictions on visas for humanitarian workers. We'll make sure there is no interruption of humanitarian supplies or relief convoys or vehicles for the monitors who are out there. And they did make a specific commitment that they would more aggressively use their police and military forces to deal with the Janjaweed and start to put security in place out in the countryside.
Secretary, this is, after all, a government, though, that has repeatedly denied that there is a campaign of ethnic cleansing in the country. And Tuesday night, the foreign minister who accompanied you to Darfur said that there's no famine, no epidemic disease, no malnutrition. So how do you force the Sudanese government to commit to solve a problem that it does not fully acknowledge?
It's a complex issue. If you were to say that the whole country is awash in famine, that would not be accurate, because I saw a place today where it was not the case. But to say that there is no famine is also not the case.
But how do you, if the government there does not acknowledge the scope of the problem, or at least does not agree with the United States' take on this problem, how do you then force them to move aggressively to solve this?
They do not disagree that there is a problem. What they push back on is when the charge is made that there is famine everywhere in the country. But nobody would say that there is no famine and there's no disease out in the Darfur area.
You've called the situation in Darfur a catastrophe. You've said it was a disaster. You've said it was horrific. The U.S., however,
yes.
The U.S., however, is very careful not to use the word genocide. Why is the administration reluctant to call this a genocide?
Well, why would we call it a genocide when a genocide definition has to meet certain legal tests? And based on what we have seen, there were some indicators, but there was certainly no full accounting of all indicators that lead to a legal definition of genocide. And that's the advice of my lawyers. But what's the point of arguing about whether all indicators have been met or not? We see the people. We know they are in need. We're trying to take care of that need, and we're doing it in the place I visited today. And the UN is stretching to reach all other places where there is a need. To spend a great deal of time arguing about the definition of what the situation is isn't as important as identifying where people are who are in need, getting the supplies they need to them, getting them hope that they'll be able to return to their villages in due course.
For some, the reluctance to label this a genocide harkens back to Rwanda.
It isn't a reluctance. I can assure you that if all of the indicators lined up and said this meets what the treaty test of genocide is, I would have no reluctance to call it that. Now, if it was a genocide, we would certainly increase international pressure. But whether we would be doing more than we are now doing is a question that I can't answer. It doesn't open any real new authorities to me or give me any additional powers or responsibilities that I'm not now executing.
Secretary of State Colin Powell in Khartoum, Sudan.